may remain seated for our first scripture reading, which comes today from Psalm 37, verses 23 to 27. Our steps are made firm by the Lord when he delights in our way. Though we stumble, we shall not fall headlong, for the Lord holds us by the hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are giving liberally and lending, and their children become a blessing. Depart from evil and do good, so you shall abide forever. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may remain seated for our second scripture reading, which comes from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 9. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Now you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the word of God for the people of God.
On the Camino de Santiago, there are hostels all along the route in which pilgrims stay. They're often simple accommodations, a bunk, a shared bathroom, and there's usually a simple meal in the evening and in the morning. One of the nights, early in his journey, Tom, the main character in the film The Way, arrives at a small hostel. Those who had stopped for the day had already gathered at the outdoor dining table and were in the midst of a lively discussion as they ate and drank. Tom walks up to the table a bit hesitantly, but the host pops right up, arms wide open, and says, "We were expecting you." They didn't know that Tom was coming. But the host was always prepared for pilgrims walking on the Camino. His hospitality was exuberant and welcoming. As Tom joins the communal meal and conversation, you can see him begin to let down his walls a little bit. He begins to see that hiking the Camino de Santiago is not simply a solo venture. It is a communal one. And the longer Tom is on the pilgrimage, the clearer that this becomes. God provides and acts through community and welcome so that our journeys are not taken in isolation and we become more fully known by ourselves, by others, and by God. Let us pray. God of the way, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each one of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Our scriptures this morning speak to the importance of community and also the generosity of God through his presence and his abundant grace. The psalm beautifully captures the idea that God provides solid ground for us on which to stand and picks us up when we fall. From the beginning of our lives to the very end, God is present. God holds our hand when we most need it, as a child and as we age. As we follow in God's ways, God continually abides with us. God's promise of presence and provision continue in the words from the prophet Isaiah. He says, "Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price." The prophet wants God's people to know that as they return to their homeland after exile in Babylon, that they will be provided for and supported by their Creator. Isaiah reminds them of the covenant between God and God's people. God forgives their transgressions, and the spiritual food and sustenance God offers is pure gift. Of course, we must participate in the relationship with God, but we are promised so much without having to do much at all. Tom, the main character in the movie The Way, had become quite insular after his wife died. He didn't automatically reach out to friends or open up about his grief and loss. He's hesitant to tell anyone why he decided to walk the Camino de Santiago, which was a way to honor his son who had died on day one of his own journey of the pilgrimage. It's almost as if because he had messed up his relationship with his son, he cannot trust himself to be in relationship with others. Tom's arguments with his son over his life plans result in distance. But when Tom arrives at the hostel and is welcomed so openly by the host, he observes something beautiful. The guests who have come from various countries in Europe to walk the way are debating about European history, and they don't seem to let their differences negatively impact their time together. They agree to disagree. No one stomps off, disengaging from the group. Individuals remain at the table, listening, observing, and participating as they are moved to do so. As the conversation continues, Tom looks up and sees an image of his son at the table. Of course, he's not really there, but his image appears. And it's as if Daniel, Tom's son, is approving of Tom's adventure and of his staying at the table for a conversation that might indeed make Tom a bit unsettled. This is such a wonderful example of what God's kingdom on earth should look like. People from different backgrounds and opinions having engaging conversations, all the while staying connected and respectful of one another. Imagine what our communities, our nation, and our world could achieve if we could enact this kind of behavior on a regular basis. I realize that this is much harder than it looks. The people gathered around the table in the movie, most of them won't have to see each other again. They can remain at the table and disagree without having to worry about interacting with those other people on a daily basis. But those individuals will begin walking again the next day on the Camino, and they will most likely reflect on the conversation that they had the night before. And they will take with them the realization that despite their differences, the group gathered is bonded in spirit because they've all decided to go on this pilgrimage. And even though they are doing it individually, there is a purpose communally for walking and going on this journey. This really captures what it means to be a human being. It's a snapshot of what can be possible among all of humanity. The image of the feasting table is central to who we are as Christians. The table around which Jesus gathered with his friends the night before his death takes center stage in every church sanctuary. We call it the altar. But it really is a family table, a table on which the elements of bread and cup are placed and from which this gift of grace and love is served. We gather around this table for spiritual refreshment. Our time of respite on our pilgrimage, our journey of this season, is not an overnight in a hostel, but it is a service of worship, either at the end or the beginning of your week, whichever day you worship and however you envision your week. And we receive the sustenance of God's word. We receive reconciliation among our brothers and sisters in Christ and the elements of the Eucharist table offered to us. When we come to the table of Christ, we receive the abundance of grace and mercy given to us without condition. It's no wonder that John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, received the sacrament of Holy Communion as often as possible. One of his famous sermons is The Duty of Constant Communion. Gathering at the table celebrates the gifts of God throughout history. We give thanks for all that God has provided for us. We remember Jesus' sacrifice for us. We're offered forgiveness when we come to the table. We're reconciled with each other and with God. We remember the saints who have gone before us. And we are renewed in spirit to continue our lives of discipleship out in the world. As United Methodists, this gift of bread and cup is offered to everyone, everyone without price, just as the prophet declares. We celebrate an open table. No one is ever turned away. There are no questions that you have to answer correctly. It doesn't matter how you're dressed. It doesn't matter if you've been baptized. John Wesley believed that coming to the table was a converting sacrament, that by receiving the bread and cup at the table that you can be moved to believe. If you're open to this gift of love and grace. And there is always room for more people. There's always another chair, and there is always enough at this table. Because God invites us to abundance, it is our call as those who have much to help those who struggle. There are enough resources in this world that God has created to provide for all people. Those of you who were at the Feed My Starving Children event yesterday heard someone say, there's enough food in the world to feed everybody. There is enough. There are enough resources, food, water, shelter, relationships, and healing. Part of our call as the church and as Christians is to help share and deliver those resources then to those who need it. And we did that yesterday. As a local church, we also do that through our micro pantry, those tubs outside our front door, which provide food, and through the many offerings, not only of money, but tangible items, like school supplies and hygiene items for organizations such as Together We Cope and My Joyful Heart, just to name a few. As a denomination, we share God's abundance through UMCOR, the United Methodist Committee on Relief. When a natural disaster occurs, our church is there helping people recover. And we also support missionaries who serve around the world in schools and hospitals and clinics, for example, where they nurture the values of dignity and worth for all of God's children. We are called from the table of grace and sustenance to go into the world to offer grace and sustenance to others. When we gather at a family table, we're not all the same. We have different opinions. We may disagree. But in healthy families, we do our best to stay in dialogue because we love each other. And the same goes for the church. We do our best to stay connected despite our differences because we're bound together by agape, God's love. When we come to receive the bread and the cup, it really is a glimpse of the vision of God's kingdom. It is the table as God wants us to be in the world, where all are fed, where all are forgiven, where all are loved unconditionally. Stephanie Paulzel writes in her book, Honoring the Body, "A table life in which we are taught to savor and share food, to speak and receive honest words, and to welcome others with care and reverence, is a table life in which we might learn to see others as they really are, and in which we ourselves might be deeply known." May the tables around which we gather during this Lenten season, whether they're at home or in a restaurant or in this place, be ones of reconciliation and healing. May they be a place where we are fed not only physically but spiritually, and may we share those gifts with others who need it, who need God's word through action today. Thanks be to God. Amen.